We Talk Wrestling is now proudly presented by Geek Nation Tours. Check out the Geek Nation Tours New York Comic Con package, combining all the excitement of the convention with a tour of the city and the coolest sights for the superhero fan. You'll recognize locations from films and books and visit geek culture sites like Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash. The time of the geek is at hand. Geek Nation Tours provides fun and unique vacation packages featuring themes such as the Civil War, Harry Potter, board games and beer, sports geeks, in locations such as Germany, Japan, England, and all over America. Visit geeknationtours.com and get your geek on.
Let me introduce you to these fellows to the north. One name is Addy, the other is Mo. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Remember that, these fellows to the north. They're gonna talk wrestling. They're gonna make some jokes. Remember, Addy's a dick, Mo's just fat. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Let's talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling.
Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
Hey yo, I'm Mo.
Hey Mo. How you doing?
Fine.
Are we on super fast speed?
When let's talk about let's get cool going.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about?
Wrestling?
Wrestling boobs?
Wrestling with boobs.
Ooh.
It's a whole new sport.
Ooh. Go! Bring up something!
I did! Wrestling with boobs!
Oh.
Has anybody wrestled with yours?
Not for a while.
Ah.
Well, there was you.
That's true. I was really drunk.
So, maybe we should start this show over.
Why?
Talk some wrestling.
Oh, then. Wrestling!
What do you want to talk about? We should preview some shows and we got...
Yeah! You know, this Sunday is the festival of the summer.
Yeah, that's right.
You're excited!
Oh, yeah, that yawn tells you. I am excited.
The festival of the summer, a 4-fucking-hour spectacular.
Well, plus the pre-show, right? Which is another half hour to an hour.
My wife nearly shit her pants on when we were watching this, and she's not really paying attention, but Hunter and Stephanie are doing the big hype show thing at the beginning, and they're like, and it's so big, it can only be contained in 4 hours. And she's like, fuck, what? I'm like, don't worry, it starts an hour earlier, not an hour later.
Yeah.
So she seemed better with that.
Yeah, maybe a little, but Fear the Walking Dead's also on that night, you know, you gotta prioritize.
And Ballers. The finale of Ballers, the season finale of Ballers.
Fear the Walking Dead's on, so you got to prioritize.
Yeah, as is the season finale of Ballers. Great show. Have you just seen the show?
No.
You haven't seen Ballers?
Fuck no, I have no. I was burned by True Detective to the point where I had no desire to watch anything else on HBO.
Really?
True Detective season 2.
Oh, it's fantastic.
I have no desire.
It is fantastic. It's every 1999.
I didn't like Entourage, so why would I watch this?
It's every 1999 rock promo, except for he gets to say fuck.
And I hear he says it a lot.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty funny. Let's put it this way. If you were a fan of Friday Night Lights,
mm-hmm.
I think you'll like the show.
Okay. I'm not going to watch it, though.
I know. But it's good. And it's the finale, and I watch it, and it's funny.
Yeah, Fear of the Walking Dead's coming on, though. That'll be
okay, I guess, maybe. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. It's a total different thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So it could be good or it could suck ass. Like, I'm not convinced because Walking Dead is awesome that Fear the Walking Dead will be awesome. I saw the 5-minute preview-y thing. I'm not convinced.
You're not convinced.
There's a lot of this, like, we're going to delve into the lives of people you don't give a fuck about. Yeah. And hope you eventually give a fuck about them.
But they do that. But that's also what SummerSlam is. For instance, they're having Randy Orton versus Sheamus. People I don't give a fuck about.
Yeah. Well, I didn't say we won. We cared about it. But we did. We are going to see the explosion. The match that is too big for WrestleMania.
The 9-woman team, team PCB.
PCP.
PCB.
Oh, B.
BC. BCC.
Team. There's Team WKRP.
Yeah, WKRP.
They hail from Cincinnati.
Yeah, that's right. There's them. There's Team NWA.
Yes.
Yeah. Team
CUNT.
CUNT. Yeah, I think there's also... Forget it.
Yeah. Apparently, though, at the very least, this three-bitch team elimination-y thing.
Three-women match.
Yeah.
Yeah, 9-women
team is one fall and the whole team is eliminated.
Yeah.
So we don't need to get fucking 8 pins here.
Well, not that you would have anyways, because one team could have pinned six straight, you know.
7 pins or whatever.
Yeah, 6 or 7, that would have been all right.
Would it?
No.
No.
Do you think 2 is going to be all right?
No, but it'll be better.
Maybe.
It'll be better. It'll be better. Because the one thing I hated about those fucking, like the Battle Royals, the Diva Battle Royals, and all these fucking, remember the Diva Survivor Series match that lasted like 4 minutes?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It would be like that.
Yeah.
But the thing is...
You'd have all these crazy quick pins that make
sense. Maybe. Because I'm not convinced that this isn't going to be the second or third longest match on the show.
Are you kidding me?
Look what they've been doing. They've been going through like 2 commercial breaks with these fucking chicks. One-on-one. You do teams?
Yeah,
it's all part of the revolution.
I don't see it going that long. I don't see it going that long. So the interesting thing is that it's going to be coming out the night, though, after Sasha Banks and Bayley. Sasha Banks and Bayley are probably going to have a crackerjack of a match, like the one evening before. And they're going to have to follow that up. Don't give me that look.
A crackerjack of a match, you say.
It'll be cracking.
Crack-a-lacking?
Crack-a-lacking good. It'll probably be a very fine match. Now they're going to have to follow that up.
So now it will be a fine match. It went from a crackerjack of a match to a fine match.
Very
fine. I tell you, it's going to be a passable match.
I'll stick with crackerjack.
Crackerjack.
Yeah. I'd like to find the prize inside.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I just got a kendo stick.
Oh, yeah. A kendo stick tattoo.
Yeah. But man, I honestly think this will be the third longest match in the show after the main event and the Cena Rollins match.
Not long.
Yeah, I think it'll be longer than Owens and Cesaro.
No.
Yes.
Not long.
Yes. Yeah. I think so.
Sheamus and Orton.
Orton, yeah, I think it'll be longer than that. Probably just about as long. I bet you it'll be pretty close to that, yeah. Like 15 minutes.
It will likely be longer than the comic book heroes versus the comic book villains.
Yeah, what is that? That's the Cosmic King.
The comic book heroes versus the comic book villains.
The Cosmic King and Stardust against Adrian Neville and Stephen Anel.
Spend a lot of time coming up with that one.
No, that's his name.
Oh, okay.
Well, sorry, Stephen Anel. Whatever. It's anal.
It's ML.
Hmm?
It's an M.
No, N. N now.
No.
Stephen N now.
No.
Yeah.
Stephen ML.
The Green Arrow. Stephen N now.
I have to look it up. If I type in Stephen Anel, what's
that? Yeah, see? Huh? Well, you know the guy that wrote the theme song for our show?
Yeah. Arrow.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Anel. Kennedy.
Yeah, it's ML.
Yeah, that's what I said. Just because he likes it in the ass. Didn't you see the guy he was with on when he showed up on Raw?
No.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're friends. But I just look at this whole... What is it? It's got a 10-match card or something?
Yeah.
You fucking Rusev and Ziggler. Which I believe when they put up the thing on the...
It's not a mixed tag. It's just the...
You know, when they were doing that, I assumed it was going to be mixed tag. But no, it's one-on-one.
It's one-on-one.
It's one-on-one. They do that... you know, and you can follow this match on Twitter, which hashtag who gives a fuck.
That is the thing that I'm like Orton versus Sheamus. I have no reason to want to watch this after Monday, right? Because like Orton pins Sheamus.
Yes.
And I know that you know Owens, unless he's just beat up from the ladder match against Belor the night before, should have a great match with Cesaro.
Yeah.
But again, I mean, they've interacted an awful hell of a lot with each other on TV. And a lot of matches. Like, so, I mean, that thing that they do to build a match is to show you the match that they do.
Yes.
Like, it does the opposite effect for me.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean,
Cena and Rollins?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about that?
Kind of. Well, that only happened once.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's as much as I know, it's actually a pretty good card. I think it's going to be a good show.
Yes.
It's like that's the negative that's going on right now is that seeing the hell out of most of these people interacting with each other so many times. But I mean, yeah, I have of all of them, I have to say Sheamus and Orton is the match I'm most like just going to shoot myself in the head.
Yeah.
You know, like yeah. Rather than watch.
Yeah, I understand that. And I just, I mean, I look at, you know, I'll go to, assuming that I can find NXT again. I'll go to the card here so we can look at this in its entirety.
In its entirety, yeah.
Speaking of Raw guest host, we're talking about Jared?
Well, we should talk about Jon Stewart instead of Jared. I don't think Jared was a guest host. I think he was just at ringside.
No, he was a guest host.
Because I mean, it said when Subway
those,
guy.
Yeah, when they had those celebrity guest hosts, he's been a Subway guy, Jared, but he's been a celebrity
host. I remember him being ringside. You're saying, I do remember him feeding sandwiches to the superstar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And to watch, who did he give it to? The
Sandow and Kofi and...
Fucking, Ryback, because he was hungry.
Yeah, Ryback wanted to be fed some more.
Yeah.
I don't know. I had no idea Fresh was a 12-year-old girl. Because all he used to say was, eat Fresh.
Well, they were like 16.
Mm-hmm. LOL. What's his last name? Feinstein?
Yes, Jared Feinstein.
Jared Feinstein.
I do believe. What surprised me was to find out that these children that he was with were girls.
That's true. That's true.
Not that I'm judging either way. I'm just saying I'm surprised.
I kind of am. But, you know, surprised.
Yeah.
LOL. So we talked about Rusev and Ziggler with fucking Summer Rae and anal backwards.
So, yeah.
Who cares?
Rusev wins and then Lana beats up Summer? Or does Ziggler win because Lana's beating up Summer? Is the pop when Lana? What's you know what's interesting there? Is you're looking at the picture. Mm-hmm. Someone's dressed like Lana, and Lana is dressed like
Summer.
Like Alexa Bliss. Like
yeah,
like that's not her outfit. Which is one of the things that always bugged me the most about the gimmick was, oh, when I was with you, you made me dress a certain way, and now you're broken up with him. You never changed your dress. Your hair is the same. But in this picture, her hair is different. Her outfit is different. That's what they really need to do with her. So I hope that's what they're doing, and that's a good sign. It'll help a little bit. But really, when there's the cat fight and the skirts ride up a little bit, that's the only time that they will get any sort of reaction, probably.
Yes. You say erection or reaction?
Probably a little bit of A, a little bit of B.
Okay. But yeah, I really don't care about
this. No, it's impossible to care. Because they... I mean, number one, on his way up, I saw Rusev like squash Ziggler 4,400 times.
Yeah, something like that. 93,173 times.
Yeah,
75 if you include NXT.
That's right. That's right. And then there are two characters that you just know are going nowhere.
Yes.
So it's impossible to get up for the match.
Yeah. And I mean, also, I look at.
And it should be like a 7-8 minute match. That's the other thing, right? This one doesn't.
I don't think
it's going to be. I don't think it'll be one of the longer matches. So.
No. No. And this has got your second match from the top.
Rusev should go over. I'm not 100% convinced he will.
Yeah. And I'm not 100% convinced that I care.
No. No.
Then we got. We talked about the bitch match. What are we talking about?
Please. Who does? We will, please. I mean, who do you think goes over? Probably Team Bella? Nah, it can't be Team Bella.
No, the PCPs.
PCBs? Nah, I don't think they'll do that. That's why I say Team Bad. No. I say Team Bad goes over.
I think the PCPs.
It could be. Could be. Could be Charlotte. Could be Charlotte going, getting pinned.
Yeah, well, that's... See, when it was a total elimination match, that's what I had thought, was that you would get... Charlotte being the sole survivor to set up the thing, because all you need to do is go to Heck in a Sec, and Nikki's the all time champion, and then you can.
Well, the nice thing is, you have,
then you can fuck off with that.
You have, they're gonna want to probably protect Banks, probably, and they're probably gonna want to protect Nikki, and probably want to protect. Charlotte and maybe Paige, which means that everybody else in the match theoretically could get pinned. But you're right; probably will be Team B, I T.
Yes,
we'll probably get the win.
I think so.
Yeah. T C H.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then really, this is taking up some time.
Well, can they still turn this around? The women's, like, they are dedicated to it. They keep talking about it on TV. You can still turn it around, but for one thing, you need to probably get rid of those nine women in the match. Probably five of them.
Yeah,
and you need to bring in Natalia, and you need to repackage them more as athletes and in a new way, and could like do what you did in NXT, and focus on one-on-one feuds and epic matches. If they came out and if this SummerSlam did not have the women's title defended, but it had Charlotte and Sasha Banks having a 4-star match,
yes,
in the middle of the show, that would do way more for the for what they're wanting to accomplish with that division than anything they have.
Oh yeah, and they're just for whatever reason. I don't know if it's unwilling. I don't really. I guess they just don't know how. Is probably the best way to put it. They don't know how to change.
They really don't know how. No.
And so this is what we're gonna get. You know.
Yeah. The guy in charge doesn't get it.
That's right.
You know.
Yeah.
Doesn't get it.
Cesaro and Owens.
This is interesting because I mean.
Well, the one thing we should say in terms of full disclosure.
Yeah.
Is that. Where the podcast we're doing right now,
mm-hmm.
in the palatial golden crusted studios of House Addy.
That's gold?
Is
cockroach.
No, that one is. But it is in the borough of Calgary known as the Cesaro section.
I hate that. The Cesaro section thing?
Really?
Oh, I can't stand it.
I think that has tremendous crossover appeal.
Really? How?
Well, you've got... I mean, the fans are doing it
already.
So you got the wrestling fans that are doing it, right?
Well, I'm worried that they're going to give a Cesaro section to Rosa.
Well, and that's where I'm going, is I think that women can really get behind this. Mm-hmm. Right? They all want a C-section.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They don't want their... They don't want their
Rosa
team.
Doesn't want that. Rosa does want a C-section. You're right.
Mm-hmm. What does she want to see?
Section.
Ah. Yes.
Because you see she's pregnant.
Yeah. Oh, yes, yeah. With your child.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think everybody assumes it's Adam Rose's child because they were kissing on TV a few weeks ago talking about how much they love.
No, it's yours.
It's true. I don't want to talk about it, though.
I know.
know. But see, truth is,
unfortunate with Rosa.
Rosa, she raped me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm more than just my body. Mm-hmm. Not a piece of meat.
That is a lot of you, though.
She threw me on the ground, and she had her way with me.
She's really strong.
I cried a little. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I
cried a lot.
You know, to Rosa, it just means a yes section.
What's Kelly kill you then?
A whore.
The everyone section. All right.
But I look at this match. I think this should be, in theory, the match of the night, but I don't know if it's going to get enough time.
Well, I think it'll get a lot of time. I think it'll get 15, 20 minutes. Twelve to 15 probably.
So 8.
12 to 15, I think, but...
8.
The question is, like I say, I mean, how, like...
Including entrances.
Kevin Owens has a match where there'll probably be 15, 20 minute epic match against Finn the night before. A ladder match, right? Then he's got to go out.
Well, that'll be a half-hour match, right? That's the main event of the NXT. That'll be at least a half-hour match.
Yeah, and it's probably going to be incredibly physical with the ladder. So what kind of condition will he be in the next night at SummerSlam to have the kind of match that he probably wants to have with Cesaro? We know how great Cesaro is. The other thing is, the one thing about this match is I really don't know who's going to go over.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it should be Owens because I just think Cesaro's done enough jobs and it hasn't hurt him so badly. I don't think it'll hurt him at this point. Because the thing about Cesaro is the reason he can do the job here, if you ask me, and I understand he's got some momentum, so it makes sense that you want to build him and everything. The truth is, you don't want to blow everything you did with Owens. You don't want to blow everything you did with Owens and Cena anyways, and they're close to doing that. So I don't know who's going to go over. I would probably go with Owens. And the other thing about Cesaro is, remember how I said that Daniel Bryan, people didn't really want him as a champion. They just loved the chase. They loved the underdog.
Yeah.
And I said that Dolph Ziggler would become the new one.
Right.
Was
Cesaro.
It's Cesaro. Yes. That's what Cesaro is.
I thought of that too the other day. The first Cesaro section size, when they did it the second, because they've done it 3 weeks in a row now.
Yeah. Somebody's done it.
It was the second time. When they did it for the second time,
yeah.
And there were a lot. That's why I immediately thought of that Dolph Ziggler conversation that we had, and I thought, yeah, it's Cesaro. Like when I was listening to, I think Meltzer talk, and he's like, they could go with Roman because Daniel Bryan's not there to fuck up the Royal Rumble. I'm like, no, but Cesaro is.
Cesaro is. It's true, and like I said, I don't even think that they really want him to. They want him to want to get the push, but if they actually get it, I don't know if they actually want to see him in the top spot. But they really do want to see him get some acknowledgement for his skill and his hard work.
Yes.
And that's what it was with Daniel Bryan. And it's just fun to cheer the underdog. So he's become the new underdog act that everybody's kind of gravitating towards. And so for that reason, it's okay if he does the job to Owens. And he probably should, though. He could see it go either way.
Fat Owens fat.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does. 3 seconds?
Well, it doesn't. We know it doesn't, but it does to one or two idiots.
Idiots in charge. Yeah, that's why it matters.
The idiot's in charge.
And that's why Cesaro goes over.
Even though he showed that with that's his body type, and he showed that he can do all sorts of crazy athletic moves and everything like that against Cena.
Pal.
You're right. It's very possible that Cesaro goes over. But then again, that's Cesaro.
But so I don't know. Exactly. But we don't.
The other thing is we don't know if Owens, like the tapings for NXT,
mm-hmm.
showed Owens with the belt. If he gets the belt again...
The NXT title.
Yeah, the NXT title, then does that protect him more or less? Like, I mean, I don't see him doing a job 2 nights in a row. I think that would be extremely stupid. So if he loses to Balor, if that's just a swerve, what they did with those tapings, which is possible. Yeah. They did it with him. They did it with Sasha Banks.
Yes.
Both who I think people are not expecting to actually win.
Right.
In those tapings. Retaining, you know. Mm-hmm. I kind of think that... If he has the title, though, you don't want him doing another job.
Right.
Because you want to protect that title and protect the NXT brand.
Well, Hunter does.
On the other hand, Hunter does. Yeah. And they have so far.
Yes. They really have.
And so, you know, if he's out there losing 2 nights in a row, that I don't know if that's good for him either. So I could see him losing to Finn and then getting the win over Cesaro.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I could see that too. I can see that. I could see, as I said, I could just see Cesaro. I mean, it's not the first time they've done a swerve. They would have done a swerve with the title. With a title.
No, it's not something they typically have ever
they don't,
done much.
No, but taping, but tapings aren't something they've typically done
in terms of advanced tapings
in a long time, right? Yeah. So, I mean, and the last time that they did it was 21 years ago.
Yeah.
With Luger, right? Yeah. Coming out of Mania 10 with the title.
Well, that was because that wasn't a swerve. That was because they legitimately thought they were going to put it on him.
Yeah.
Until they realized that.
Maybe they legitimately thought they were going to put it on Owens.
It's very possible.
Right?
They might think it does more for the brand recognition and drawing ability to have Owens on Raw every week as that champion.
Right. As he was for...
Yeah. So, I mean, it's hard to say.
I don't know. But here we are talking about, okay, what is that going to do to Owens, you know, in terms of what is it going to do to the brand? What is that going to do to... the stars galah, the stars Balor. What is it going to do to Balor? Just getting a belt and now he doesn't have the belt? I mean, everybody that's had
I don't know that it matters that much.
Well, then the title doesn't matter.
No, I think it's more about the baby phase. It's more about the chase at this point.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, the storyline still long-term should be Zayn, right? Who's getting closer to coming back. So,
sure.
Yeah. I mean... Balor, we know what a great baby face he is down there. He is. He's terrific. And he'll be really good at the main roster, too, down there.
Oh.
But they might want to see him work as a heel, too, just to see what he's like and see what kind of reactions he gets.
Yeah, what would that be like?
And this would be a way for them to do it if you can build a story around him, lying around him losing this. So
sure.
Yeah, we'll see. But that's the nice thing about the NXT, Owens is theoretically going to... Like, they've sold out 3 nights in a row in the Barclays Center. And he's the only guy who's theoretically going to wrestle all 3 nights.
Yeah.
And making him, showing his value.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely has value. It's just, you know, the fucker went out and got an action figure made out of him. And
well, they're morons. God damn, are they stupid.
Yeah. Here's the...
No, seriously, let's hold on a second.
Okay.
So... Vince McMahon is mad because, and they don't want anybody from ROH or TNA or anything like that, because they don't like the idea that these people are made and recognizable before they get to them. They want to be recognizable.
True.
The whole reason why Kevin Owens could come up to the main roster in 4 months was because he was already established somewhere. So because he was already established in ROH, when he got to NXT, that audience knew him and took to him immediately, which all of a sudden made him seem like a big star down there,
Delaware.
Which made him seem like he should be in the main roster. And when he got to the main roster, the hardcore fans were so into him that everybody else figured, even if they weren't familiar with him, that they should be reacting to him because he's got to be something because some people were reacting so big. And so it becomes a groundswell. Vince McMahon is so worried, and these guys, all of them, Triple H, all these guys that we want to brand them, we don't want them out there being seen. When they're on ROH or TNA and all these places that don't really matter at the end, but what it does is it's free exposure for your character and your product. Even if you change the character.
Yeah,
even if you change the character name, even if you do, it is free exposure for him. The chance for his fans to check out what he's doing in that new place that normally weren't watching because they were sick of your product is there. It's an advantage. You're the top dog and those guys don't matter. But
true.
That's why it's okay for them to be out there. All it does is actually promote you and your performers before you get them. And it makes them bigger stars quicker and gives them some sort of following to build on. And it gives them... that's why it is. It is so stupid.
I don't know if it gives them a lot of... followers. I mean,
some sort of following.
I guess.
Yeah. But if you don't think Kevin Owens had some sort of following, you're an
idiot. Sure,
he had some. Yeah,
he had some. You know, he had some. He was also around for years.
Yeah.
I mean, Tommaso Ciampa doesn't have any followers. You know what I mean?
He wasn't as big a star there.
No, I'm just saying. I know he is, but I mean, it's just one of those things.
No, it's not the best, but you know what? If Jake Briscoe came over, he would immediately step to the main roster and be a star very quickly because of his exposure someplace else.
Sure, sure. And I understand.
And so it's an advantage for them to have that exposure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's free promotion for your guy before you have to spend any money promoting him.
Yes.
They're stupid.
Well, yes.
Especially when you're so far ahead, it doesn't matter.
This just in.
Yeah.
Yes. The Cosmic King. Who's not wearing his Cosmic King gimmick in this picture.
Oh, no, he's not. No, he's just wearing... He's just King Bear.
What does he have? What is it? It's not a cape. It's where you, like, just gave him a new fucking something.
It's like, I don't know, some iron metal thing. Yeah. Stupid thing. Stupid thing.
And the red arrow and the green arrow.
They build this up by having... because Cena and Rollins have their contract signing, and it goes long. And it's a really good segment.
Yeah.
But it goes wrong. Wrong.
Did it go wrong?
It was the week before. It wasn't that one. What segment was it that went long?
I don't know.
Because this wasn't the last Raw. It was the Raw before.
Yeah, this was in Seattle.
It was the Daniel Bryan Miz segment that went long because the crowd reacted.
Yes.
Because they didn't see that coming.
Right. Yeah.
And how could you?
Why would you? Really?
Yeah. So this segment went long and it threw the timing of the show off. So then you had Neville beat Barrett in 45 seconds to build this match.
Yeah. Which was awesome. This is one of the best builds that they have on this card. You know, I understand. You know, then you had Stephen Amell showing how big of a tough guy he is by lifting weights.
And smashing him into his own face.
Yeah.
Doesn't he look like Roman Reigns in that picture?
Actually, I think he looks like a registered sex offender in that picture.
Jared?
He looks like Jared from Subway.
Like a muscular Jared with a goatee?
Yeah, it's like they just cut
Or Roman Reigns.
Yeah, one of the same.
Yeah.
No, that wasn't his daughter he was playing with. But yeah, I mean, really, does anybody give a fuck about this? No.
Yeah, people do. Actually, that's the thing. It's a star, and you'll go over. You'll get the pin.
It's a star. I mean, I don't think... I mean, Barrett's been around for a long time, but I don't think he's a star.
Yeah, ML has his fans.
Oh, yeah, like Kevin Steen.
No, but, he was here at the convention.
Uh-huh.
That I was at recently. What was it, in March?
Are those people going to buy the Summerfest?
Some of them will, yeah.
Some of them will subscribe to the World Wrestling Federation Network.
Yeah.
Of course, it's free.
Of course, it's free.
So,
but there are people that are like fans of the show that do podcasts and blogs. They're talking about him being there and excited. So it's underneath. It's not a mainstream thing. Like, there's probably more mainstream press for Jon Stewart than there is for Stephen Amell. But yeah, he has his fans who will be checking this out. It's a good thing for them, and he'll go over, and it's fine.
What do you think about Jonathan Stewart?
I miss him on The Daily Show, and...
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I think he's probably going to get hurt again. He gets hurt every year for the Panthers. So I can't really count on his... Like, I know he's the number one running back
here. He's going to start.
But he's going to start, but I wouldn't take him before the eighth round, because I don't think he's going to last very long in the season. In the fantasy football. He might get a bump with the Kelvin Benjamin injury today.
Shelton Benjamin's injury?
Kelvin. Benjamin.
He heard him.
He's out for the season for the Panthers. So.
Shelton Benjamin.
So, I mean, but I think that's probably more benefit to Greg Olsen. So that's kind of, I don't see Jonathan Stewart. I don't think Jon Stewart's he's a guy. I understand why you draft him as an RB2 probably. And for your fantasy league, but I don't think that he has the, I don't think you can trust him.
A rub?
You asked!
Yeah. Sorry about that. Jon Stewart, host of SummerSlam. From what I've been able to gather, his son
is
a big fan. So this is more, you know, it's in his backyard.
He'll have backstage vignettes, and he'll be good at those. He might come out and cut a promo in front of the crowd.
Sure.
And it'll be good.
Yeah.
That's it. But it'll mainly be backstage to 3 minutes. It won't be a very big
thing. Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins was on his last week.
Yeah.
Doing a montage. Introducing a montage.
Yeah, it's fine.
To him.
You know, and actually, I thought Seth Rollins did a pretty good job on the Daily Show there when he did his last thing. I didn't see it.
I didn't watch the Daily Show actively.
You missed him on the Daily Show.
I do. I just like the idea that in case I ever do want to watch that he's there.
Yeah.
Same thing with Letterman. I didn't watch him for like the last 2 years. I didn't see a single one of his last shows. But man, I miss not having him there in case I ever get the urge.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I do get the urge.
I understand that. So does Rosa. But yeah, then you've got, what do you got here? You got the Lucha Dragons against the Primetime Players, against the New Day.
Rocks.
Against the Matadors, and with the Matadors in the bull costume, Chad Gable.
That's right. This time to put the belt back on the New Day.
Oh, yeah. But it's been time for fucking since June.
I can see why you would wait, but now it's really time. Like, I don't know who the next act is to challenge them, but it doesn't really matter. They're the act in the tag team division right now. Like, nobody else, everybody else is a distant number two. And you look at those teams, Lucha Dragons aren't presented really well, and let's face it, I mean, the Matadors is a stupid, lame gimmick from 1986 that doesn't work.
Yes.
This is as a match, probably go about 10 minutes. It might be decent, but it's all about the New Day. They are. Remember when we were watching them before they debuted? We were watching like some of their backstage vignettes, and they were showing so much personality and chemistry and charisma. And we were like, and I showed you a couple of them. And you're like, okay, these guys must debut now. And then it was like 6 weeks later they debuted, and it was really lame.
Yes.
And we're like, how could they do this? But everything that we talked about in those vignettes, if you go back and watch these vignettes from like a year ago, that they were just doing before they were even officially a team, that they were just hanging out together and doing stuff on YouTube, this is everything that's making this act work. Like they just got that, you know.
That charisma, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Then you got the this tag match.
Brothers versus Family.
Yes.
Yeah.
With
Ambrose and Reigns versus the Wyatt family.
Harper, Rowe, and
The logic says that Harper gets pinned. And
logic, you say?
There seems to be the belief that Reigns and Bray Wyatt, are going to be tied together for a long, long, long time.
I think a long time.
Yeah. Everything, though, to me is hinting that Ambrose turns on Reigns.
Yeah. Because they don't want to do Reigns. Reigns should turn on Ambrose, but...
Well, yeah, but the thing is, they're presenting it like they're not. They're this, you know, I mean, Ambrose is probably like 6 months older and just as over and everything like that. But it's presented much like we saw in the past. You saw with, like, so many times with them. Older brother, younger brother. One guy's going to be the champion, and you get to him. You beat up the little brother.
Yes,
and that's what Dean Ambrose is.
Razor
beating up Owen. Exactly. Well, and when it was Razor, and he was the baby face. The guy you would beat up was 1-2-3 Kid. Right. Same idea, and that's really where Ambrose is right now. Is he's Reigns' little brother, the guy you beat up. So that the big guy, the real good one, can come in and kick ass and avenge his poor little fallen buddy.
Yeah.
And that sucks, quite frankly.
Yeah, it does.
But that's where it is, and that's because there's one guy they still see as the guy.
Yes.
And you know what? The shame is that guy could be a good star as a heel, probably.
Exactly. And, I mean, and what are you going to get in, when you talk about... He could be a big star as a heel. A good star as a heel.
Big star is different.
On Sunday.
Band from the 70s.
Yeah. Sunday.
Chris Bell, Alex Chilton. Excellent band.
On Sunday, we're going to see that.
When he turns? Who turns? But we're going to see that he could be a big star?
This isn't Brooklyn.
But it won't be. Oh, yeah, he's going
to get... The Wyatts are the baby faces.
The Wyatts are the baby faces here. You're right. And this way, so he is kind of a heel. But the Wyatts aren't the baby faces because Ambrose will be a baby face.
I guess.
Ambrose will be... It's just going to be when Reigns is in there. They're going to turn on
him. And it's going to be so interesting.
The announcing will be interesting.
Well, the announcing will be interesting. And it'll also be interesting when...
when finally The Rock comes back.
Which could be, exactly, at SummerSlam. We'll see if it's during this or if it's during... It's probably more likely something with Triple H.
Yeah.
And Rousey probably something in Hell in a Cell, they're saying, likely.
Yes, heck in a sec, because it's in Los Angeles.
Yeah. So, but yeah, again... If the thinking could also be if Ambrose turns on him and joins the Wyatt family, that it's going to make him the babyface even in front of that Brooklyn crowd.
Yeah.
That might be the logic behind it. Again,
you know,
the logic.
Well, you look at Ambrose joining the Wyatt family.
Or he can just go against either way.
The thing is, Ambrose joining the Wyatt family, I mean, you used the word earlier, sucks.
Yeah, that does suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like when Daniel Bryan joined them. The other thing is... Which was another thing done, really, to protect other people.
Yes.
The thing is, in the promos, he keeps on referring to Ambrose as a psychopath, or as my psycho brother, the crazy. Every time he does that, Ambrose kind of shoots him a look like, fuck you.
Like, fuck off, yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of storyline-wise why I think it might be coming soon.
Yes. Yeah, no, so that's this.
Booking-wise is to protect Reigns and try and make him something the crowd doesn't want him to be. Storyline wise, that's it.
Yeah, and all kind of ways around the way that they're looking at the booking of this sucks.
Yeah.
So
New Day used to.
Oh,
it doesn't anymore.
You know what we said? Sucks?
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
I forgot about
Remember
this
I said that my least interesting match to me was...
Yes.
Was Orton versus Sheamus.
Yes.
I forgot about the IC title.
I totally forgot this match existed.
Yeah,
because here we are.
I bet you Ryback is actually surprisingly over in front of that crowd.
Yeah.
It's good to see after his injury he came back healthy.
Yes.
Looking fine. Looking nice. Lost a little weight, maybe.
Maybe he lost a little weight there.
By adding 30 pounds of muscle.
Staph infection there. We just have no problem with if you need some more steroids and some you can go for a bit of surgery to that.
Yeah.
Oh fuck. And then
he's the reason why there has been no wellness failures now in 4 years.
Well, that's it.
It's because
he's clean.
Not that he's clean, it's just other people want to do human growth ceremonies, but they can't.
Yeah,
he's done them all.
He's already done it all, alright? We have to wait till you die and smoke your ashes, okay?
Yeah, then we have to shoot up Ryback into our bodies.
He was actually one of the final guests of Jon Stewart. It was Dennis Leary.
Oh, was he?
Oh, fuck, he was hilarious.
I bet it was, yeah.
Anyway, you got Ryback, you got the person that people are wanting to retire. And you've got a cock-sucking motherfucker.
That nobody gives a fuck about.
Who will win the title?
And that's the other thing is, I think it's almost no doubt that Miz is walking out with the belt.
Yes.
That belt, like as much as they have improved the U.S. belt, this belt, despite the fact that you have a multi-time champion and Big Show and stuff like that in there, it's just a dead belt. It's a dead program. And again, this is another program that you built up by having me watch the guys beat each other clean for months.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And Ryback beat the shit out of Miz or Big Show.
Yeah,
Miz,
like
I
a minute.
Remember in 45 seconds or something.
Yeah, it's stupid.
So then you've got the... from the University of Miami, John Cena.
He is wearing the Miami colors. I didn't know that.
Yes, that was the first thing I thought of when he came out. Because the man they call B in college football. That was the first thing I thought of.
Yeah, you're right. He is, yeah.
Fuck. And Seth Rollins. This was a good match. John Cena broke his nose, so that added to it.
Well, that was one of the... Like, it would have been a good match that became a great match because of the drama of the broken nose. And because... Mm-hmm. What the broken nose did was it made it so that you didn't know if he's going to be able to complete the match. And since I kind of figured he was going to go over in the match, I was like, how much is this going to fuck up their plans?
Yeah.
And will he be back in time for the SummerSlam? Will that fuck up the plans? So that created a drama that you can't recreate.
So that was our SummerSlam World Wrestling Federation Championship match review.
Well, but that's why you can't recreate it. That's why this match, I'm like, this will be a good match. The other thing is,
it was a good match.
It was a good match, and this will. It was a great match.
We just saw it.
This will be a good match.
Just saw it.
Don't. It will be. It was a great match. This will be a good match.
Probably pee into the beer. What? Yeah.
Pee into your beer?
Yeah, maybe. It's sterile.
Huh, well, you plan to drink Budweiser, so it won't taste any different.
True. Yeah. So I mean, the bigger thing here is why the fuck does Sheamus walk out with the title?
That's the other thing. Like, I'm very certain that, but this is how I think it's going to go down. I think Sheamus is going to cash in that briefcase and pin John Cena.
Yes.
And walk out, and they're going to hand him the U.S. title, and he's going to be like, "No, what?" And they're going to be like, "No, that's the belt you get," and he only gets that one belt. And this means that Cena can continue to chase Rollins. Rollins can continue to be a champion. And the belt is now that U.S. belt. And the briefcase is away. The U.S. belt is on Sheamus. I think that's where they're going with it.
That's, what did you say about Ambrose again?
Kind of had a Kelly Kelly like Kelly Kelly.
Yeah, well, you already did say going down. This is how it's going down.
I don't know that sucks. I think that's kind of good. I think.
Are you yelling timber?
Hmm?
Because it's going down. I'm yelling timber.
Well, it's like a love in the elevator.
Ah, yes. Are you living it up?
Well, you're going down.
Ah, yes. There was a, what was it? Hardware, children's wear, ladies' lingerie.
Hello, Mr. Tyler. Going down?
Yes, Kelly Kelly.
Yeah!
So yeah, Sheamus is your new World Wrestling Federation champion.
Working all day for the boss man.
Oh, there you go.
Working for the company. Oh yeah. We're not singing anymore?
No.
So here's the match that probably Orton wins. So then Sheamus can become US champion.
Could you imagine though Orton winning? And then someone coming in and cashing in the Money in the Bank title to set up Orton as a prime contender.
I think that should be his new gimmick.
Yes.
I love it.
Yeah.
He should do it like 40 times.
Mr. Runner-Up, Randy Orton.
I like it.
Yes. Anyway, Randy Orton, it was patently obvious teaming with Cesaro that Randy Orton is 493 years old.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Like, I see why he's got that beard thing going on right now, the scruffy beard. Because
he's
going
to turn heel.
Yes, that's what you do. But if he were to go clean shaven,
yeah,
like, he would need to get his group back together, the three of them.
Mm-hmm.
Except for this group would be called Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Because
he has a fat fucking head.
Seriously. What would his bobblehead look like then?
Seriously, there would be no bobble. It would just fall over. His fucking head.
Yeah, he's asking if Kevin Owens has put on some weight. But it turns out he's put on the weight.
In his fucking head.
Yeah. That's good stuff.
What is this now? Oh, the main event. The babyface, Brock Lesnar.
Yes.
Against the heel, The Undertaker. Interesting enough what they've done here. No Paul Heyman in this picture.
No, that's interesting, actually.
And Undertaker has hair.
Yeah, that's a very old picture of The Undertaker.
Yes.
Actually, that's a very old picture
of Brock, Lesnar. Too. Yeah. But, yes. This was actually taken from the biker chain match.
It might be. Now, if these two had a... Okay.
Okay.
If. We're going to play a little game of if here.
Okay.
If. It was a match...
That'll follow.
...that had no outside interference.
Uh-huh.
And it's a clean finish.
Uh-huh.
A, how many stars would it be? And B, who would go over?
Undertaker would go over.
Okay.
And it would be... 3.5 stars.
Okay. Now, instead, is somebody going to get involved? And who's going to go over?
Wait, do you think someone's going to get involved?
I think Kane may get involved.
Oh, Kane!
What do you think?
Just hearing that name makes my blue blood boil!
Just tell them. Tell them what's going on.
Fuck Kane?
Well, there is that.
Yes.
We do mean that. We really do. Because if he shows up in this match and interferes...
Fuck him.
Oh, even if he doesn't. If he just shows up again. Fuck Kane.
No, even if he stays at home. Fuck Kane.
I'm okay if he stays at home.
No, fuck him.
I don't
wanna... stay at his house. You go outside your house? Fuck you.
So anyways, it was your birthday.
No.
No, it was your wedding.
Yes. 1 year ago, last weekend, the weekend before.
Your wife made the biggest mistake of her life.
The second best thing of 2014 in wrestling happened. Which was my wedding.
Yeah.
So for our first anniversary, I was given the gift of not one, not two, but three Blue Blazer masks.
And he just put one on.
I just put one on right now.
He's recording the show right now in a Blue Blazer mask.
Because Kane makes my blue blood boil.
And he's so fucking proud of himself.
All I know is that...
Well...
Kane, I'm hoping Kane doesn't...
You look like El Generico, except for skinnier.
I'm going to say my prayers. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take my vitamins.
Yeah, it's a little bit off. It looks like...
Drink my milk.
There's something about it. It looks like you have boogers coming out of your mouth from it, isn't there?
Oh, that's Bastion.
Oh. That's gross.
Mm-hmm. Better?
No! What the fuck are those?
What?
You need to take it off and look at it. There's something like at the nose of the mask. I don't think those are supposed to be like that.
No, those are my boogers.
Oh, those are your boogers.
Oh. No, I don't know. Oh, this.
Yeah, it makes it look like...
Yeah, it does. That's pretty cool.
Good thing you have another mask.
Yeah, let me put this one on. Let's see if this one's the same. Well, this is a different mask entirely. This is his Mexican one.
Oh, this is his Mexican one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's way more... Oh, right. That's better. Yeah. There's a complete... Now, you need to straighten it on your head.
Oh, yeah. Hey, wait a minute. What? It's on backwards now.
There.
Side.
Now it's straight. Did that hurt?
No. Although, I really want to go cut the lawn now.
I bet your wife's happy to hear that. That's all it took?
That's all it took.
See? And then there's the third
one. And then there's the third one, which is like the first one.
Yeah, it's like the first one.
But possibly without boogers.
There is no booger.
No
but again,
boogers.
It's not on, right?
Oh, yeah, ow! Oh.
You're welcome.
There we go. Oh, I guess it could be worse.
No, I agree. Like, any time that your face is mainly covered, that is a positive.
You want to go to Max?
inside joke. Someday we'll probably share, but not today.
We may have shared it already.
Likely did.
Probably.
Really, we've pretty much told all our story 100 times by now.
That's true. We have nothing more. So The Undertaker and Brock Lesnar. It was fun to watch the homecoming of Lesnar on Monday.
Well, the Hymn of the Old Republic or whatever?
The Battle Hymn of the Republic.
That was so great.
Mm-hmm.
And Lesnar laughing because he didn't look like he knew that was coming. And just so great.
Well, Brock just having the time of his life, chanting Suplex City along with the crowd.
Yeah, exactly. It was great.
Undertaker getting booed was great.
I think Undertaker's going to get about 70%. I think it'll be 70-30 for Lesnar.
Yeah, me too.
In this Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
Which is different than it was even 3-4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Every time they mentioned that he beat him, Taker got cheered.
But, yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But I think Brock is the establishment. Personally, I would put Brock over here.
There's a chance Brock goes over? There's a chance. I don't know. I mean, it's like...
I would do it.
The problem is, I don't see, after this match, Lesnar being around next month for next month's pay-per-view.
Yeah.
No. So that kind of is why I don't know where they're going to go or who's going to win. Well, Taker, it doesn't matter. He shouldn't show up again until Mania. Lesnar has kind of more kind of storylines in the fire, right?
Yeah, that's true.
With Kane, with Undertaker, with fucking, it's true. With Rollins still, with, you know.
Yep.
Like, there's a little more going on there, so. I don't know where, even, you know, I mean, even in some ways you could say with Reigns.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know how much he's going to be around. That might have something to do with it, too. If Lesnar goes, it needs to be in a way that he's gone for a while, but it doesn't weaken him too much and makes you anxious for him to come back. He already did the suspension angle at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So I don't really know. Like, I don't know where this is going to go. I'm not sure how this will go down.
No. Down there.
There? You missed it.
Is it down there?
Yeah.
Down there. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I just look at...
But Kane interfering seems like...
Sadly, fucking likely, fuck.
Yeah, fuck.
I hate Kane. I just hate him.
You hate him.
I really do.
You really just...
No, but it's just because it is...
I know. It's because I hate him.
It's just... I hate him.
Well put.
It's just that I hate him.
I know what you're saying.
Fuck.
What you're trying to say is it's because you hate him, right?
Well, it's not because I hate him. But it's just that I hate him.
Okay. How do you feel about him, though?
Fuck. I hate him. I fucking hate him. Fuck. He's so... Fuck. I hate him. But
how do you feel about him?
Fuck. Hey, you know who's going to be at SummerSlam, though?
The Rock? John Cena?
The coach! Cena.
The coach!
The coach! Our good friend Jonathan Coachman. Oh,
yeah.
I understand he's going to do the Charleston.
No, I understand he's going to talk about that counter after that counter.
Counter after counter. Well, he's going to have the whole counter set up for Sports Center on the road.
Yay!
I think that's
that's good. I mean, I don't care because we don't get it.
Well, yeah.
Canada.
No, that's right. That's right, eh? But I think it's big for their buys.
It's good for them, yeah.
You know? I mean, what this is going to do is this is going to encourage a whole group of idiots to pay $54.99. Because they're fucking stupid.
Oh, because then they don't know that you can get it for $9.95 or free.
For free on the WWE Network. Like,
this will give them 10,000 more people buying it for $54.95 on pay-per-view.
Yes.
Which
will...
I plan to buy it on pay-per-view.
Do you really?
Yep.
Why?
Well, just to be supportive.
Yeah. Just to give them $30.
Yeah.
The WWF $30. Because they need it. We need that $30. I mean, they want me to give him nothing. They want me to give them, like, $3.
Yeah.
But you know what? Fuck you, Pete. Fuck you, WWE. I'm giving you $30. Yeah, Pete. Fucking Omo. I'm giving you $30, not $3, whether you fucking like it or not.
Well, I'm actually... Yeah. Okay, I won't.
Don't.
Okay, so what else is going on here? The NXT show. We talked about that championship match a little bit.
Finn Balor. Yeah. We got Finn Balor.
And
it's a ladder match. We haven't talked about it, I mean, really too much. It's a ladder
match.
That's
what's going to make it great.
Yes. Do you see anything coming out of this in terms of... I mean, the thing was, maybe we got a little bit spizz-oiled last NXT takeover with Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
Right, that came out of the blue. There was no talk about it. It just happened, right?
Yeah.
It's
a great surprise.
Yeah. And then really before that, you know, we had the debut. We had things like the debut of Kevin Owens. This one's really going to be the debuting Apollo Crews.
Yes.
The Uha Nation.
Yeah.
He has a fucking name now.
Yeah, Apollo Crews.
Apollo Consequences Crews.
Yeah.
But I think... so I think that's going to be the big look at me thing. The same way it was Kevin Owens. I mean, I heard people going like, "Is Austin Aries showing up at this show?" Or, you know, "Is this or is that happening?" I don't think. I mean, you're going to have a new chick with the fucking vaudevillains,
maybe
likely,
or a chick. Yeah, maybe a chick that we've already seen, or maybe it's somebody. Yeah,
maybe it's Lita.
Well, we don't know. No, it's not.
Why not?
Trust me, it's not Lita.
Why not? She's there. She's in the pre-show.
Yeah, she's not going to be her. No. But, yeah, maybe somebody that they've already had in developmental for a while. Who knows? I don't know what they're doing with that. But vaudevillains will likely have some girl with them. There will be, yeah, like you say, I mean, Apollo Crews will take on somebody. We don't know.
She's probably CJ Parker. Or, no, who's the new dude? Marcus Louis.
Marcus Louis or what's his name? Ty Dillinger?
Right, yes. Yeah, yes, Ty Dillinger.
Yeah, something like that.
But
Liger versus Breeze is kind of
interesting. I'm interested in that.
Yeah. Five villains might win the titles here.
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know. So yeah. It's gonna have a couple really interesting matches. Like the main event will be incredible.
Yeah.
Banks versus
the co-main event
should be terrific. Yeah. They're co-main events is how they mean, but. We know one's really the main event. But either way, they're going to do really well. They're both going to be the Cracker Jack matches.
They are going to be popping.
Popping. They'll be a popping.
Big things popping and little things dropping.
That's right. The tag team title match probably won't be much.
Nope.
Liger versus Breeze will probably be decent.
Yeah.
I mean, Liger is 50, but, you know, it'll probably be decent. Samoa Joe versus Baron Corbin, I think, will be very, very interesting.
Yes.
What can he get out of him, and how will everybody react?
When Corbin wins,
who goes over?
How does everybody react when Corbin wins? That's the thing.
If he does. I don't think he will.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so. I think Joe will go over. But I'm looking forward to the re-debut of the newly in-shape Bull Dempsey on NXT the following week.
That's next Wednesday, yes. Yeah. The new...
And then the Cruise. So, felt. I mean, again, it's what, 7 matches in 2 hours? 6 matches? 6 matches in 2 hours.
2, 4, 6.
Yeah. Eh, you know, the co-main events will go about an hour combined almost.
Yeah, exactly.
So, this will be the best pure wrestling show WWE will put on over this 3 days period. I was going to say of the weekend, but the truth is ROH is putting on a show competing on that night.
Who?
ROH. And they've Ring of Honor.
Oh, right. They're the number 3 company now?
2.
And then it goes WWE, Evolve, and then ROH, I thought.
Well, that's because you're stupid.
Oh, but that's what Hunter told me.
Oh, okay. But anyways, yeah, no, Ring of Honor also has New Japan guys there, like Goto, Nakamura. So, it might have the best in-ring action of the weekend. It should be great. I don't think we're going to do a rundown for it.
No.
But it is not so... It's from, I think, from the Field House in New York. I can't remember the name of it. But
Kansenko?
I think it is the Kansenko, yeah. So, anyways, yeah, it'll be great. And it's probably like $20, so... You know, if you're getting the network for free, throw a little bit of money for great wrestling action towards Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
And watch some guys that will end up in WWE.
Well, eventually. Great. Yeah, eventually. You know, as long as they don't get any merchandise. A couple of people that were in ROH were Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa.
Yeah.
I guess the theory, the thought, the idea behind it is that...
Gargano was there.
Who?
I don't think Gargano was there.
Yeah, it's Johnny Gargano and Ciampa were a tag team.
Yeah, I don't think Gargano was in ROH.
No, it's Evolve.
Oh, okay, Evolve. Okay, I thought you were saying.
Tell you about Evolve.
Okay.
And Evolve to be the new ECW.
Yeah.
And that they're going to exist and they're going to...
help them.
Be given developmental talent to work matches and just kind of develop.
Yeah, good for kind Dave Sapolsky.
Yeah, kind of I can't believe it's not...
He's a talented booker.
I can't believe it's not a developmental territory.
Yeah, it's like, I can't believe it's not butter. I can't believe it's not a developmental territory.
That's, yeah, exactly. Is, yeah. Both to feature Fabio, I understand. Yeah. I'm also looking at... we should... I'm playing... was that it for
Well, we'll get there. I have my game. And
yeah.
Part of my game. I think that's it. We've run down NXT and these things. And we have my game.
Sorry, did you say you're gay?
Game. I made a new game to play for us.
You think that's why he did that, by the way?
What?
I just thought, I know. I'm the game.
Oh, so nobody could... He is that insecure. Yes. That is possible. Yes, that's very possible. Yeah, okay.
Well. Have you been watching Raws from 1997 on the World Wrestling Federation Network? Mm-hmm. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Excellent shit. Mm-hmm. God, wrestling sucks now. Mm-hmm. You watch those shows and just, they're great. Mm-hmm. They're just so fucking great.
Mm-hmm. Can we play my game now?
Raw's great in 1997.
So, this game is called What's Mo Thinking?
Oh, nothing.
Well, apparently lots.
No. That can't be right.
So how this works is, I'm going to give you something. It's a question.
Okay.
That I'm something I've been thinking.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm going to give you a multiple choice of what the options could be. And you're going to try and guess what I was thinking. Let's see how well you know me.
You are willing. You're saying that I'm willing to admit that you could possibly be thinking multiple things.
Well, actually, I'm only thinking one of these. Oh. But I came up with a bunch of answers.
Okay. Then that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, like the, we'll give you the, where I have it written down here. Where was it? Okay.
Like, let's look at this answer, for instance. What is Mo thinking? Jared from Subway, not a bad idea.
So, what I'm thinking, okay, the biggest reason for the NXT sellout is A, momentum from past events. Mm-hmm. B, the women. C, Kevin Owens. Or D, being put together with SummerSlam.
Oh. I think Mo is thinking C, Kevin Owens.
Kevin Owens, you could certainly make the argument that he's the biggest reason for the sellout. Like, he's that valuable. I think the biggest reason for the sell, like, all of them have something to do with it.
Oh, of course, yeah.
The biggest reason for me is, like, if they had done this, if they had gone to the Barclays Center 3 weeks ago, and it's not with SummerSlam, they're not selling out.
No, of course not.
If they're going, they don't have Kevin Owens, and they're going with SummerSlam, they're still selling out. To me, it's being packaged. Everybody's talking about the momentum of the company. To me, it's still, that's the biggest reason.
$1 million gate.
$1 million gate? That's great. It's amazing. But to me, it's still because of SummerSlam.
Well, yes.
That's the biggest reason.
Of course. Yeah. No, that's...
That's a good guess, though. You're wrong, so you're 0 for 1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Well, so, no, actually, you're wrong.
Oh. See if you can guess this one.
Okay.
Okay. 1997. Great year. A good year. B, a decent year. C, a great year. Or D, a crackerjack year.
Ooh. D is appealing from an answer, but, like, I don't think you're that much of a homosexual. I'm going to go with C.
Are you sure?
No, that's why I'm not confident in his answer, but I'm going to say C.
What was C again?
C was a great year.
C was a great year. 1997 was a great year.
It was a great year.
Yeah, it was a great year.
Great year.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. 1998 was A.
Oh.
A decent year. B, a good year. C, a great year. Or D, a crackerjack year.
Well, you know, I'm going to be like a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire here, you know, they talk for fucking 15 minutes.
Yeah, well, you should.
When nobody gives a shit, just tell us your fucking answer.
Yeah, seriously, get fucking to it.
I'm going to go with, you see, like, the word blimp starts with B, and the answer in B was good year.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody knows there's a good year blimp. So I'm going to go with B.
Yeah, that's good. The answer is C, a great year.
1998 was not a great year.
I was thinking about it. I think 1998 was a better year than 1997.
Yeah, well, I know, but you're wrong.
No, I'm not.
Uh-huh.
1998 had Mankind going off the Hell in a Cell, had the emergence of The Rock, the best SummerSlam ever, had Mike Tyson. 1998 had the Best of Five series between Benoit and Booker T.
Who?
It was a great year.
It was a killer series. It was a great year. 97 was better, but it was a great year.
the best faction in wrestling history was A, DX, B, the Hart Foundation, C, the Four Horsemen, or D, the NWO.
Just to clarify.
Yeah.
Black and white or black and red?
Black.
Or black, white, and red. Or silver.
Just NWO. I hadn't put that much thought into it.
Oh, that I believe. I'm going to go with B, the Hart Foundation.
My heart wants to go with the Hart Foundation. See what I did there? See what I did?
Know what you do?
Yeah, but yeah, I got to go Horseman. I don't see how you can go not Horseman, best faction ever.
Well, Sid was there.
The Hart Foundation is the greatest faction in the history of wrestling.
Yes. It's true. It's true. Yeah. Just wish they were around longer.
The biggest asshole in wrestling is A, Ric Flair, B, Hulk Hogan, C, Jimmy Snuka, or D, Vince McMahon.
Well, I have a little bit of an advantage in this,
mm-hmm.
and that I know the answer is A,
mm-hmm.
because I was there.
Ric Flair is a big asshole. He's a big
Flair
asshole to
is
us.
The biggest asshole. To the point where every time he's mentioned on Raw,
uh-huh.
my wife is like, fucking prick.
That's awesome.
Yes.
So the answer is actually Vince McMahon. Because, you know, Vince, it was his gimmick. Mm. It was his gimmick for a while.
It was. But in real life...
It's still
the answer is A.
Well, you know, they're all big assholes. Okay. The
answer is A.
Roddy Piper's best opponent is A, Hulk Hogan, B, Bret Hart, C, Greg Valentine, or D, Jimmy Snuka, or E, Ric Flair.
I am going to go with C. That was Greg Valentine.
That was Greg Valentine. That's an interesting choice. My pick for that?
Mm-hmm.
Making a back-to-back picks for him.
Mm-hmm. Ric Flair.
Ric Flair.
Oh, okay. I thought that Valentine and Piper...
Valentine and Piper was great. The truth is, Flair and Piper was great, too.
Yeah, it was.
And there's... I mean, let's face it, Valentine wrestled a lot like Flair.
Well, they're partners, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. At WrestleMania... The best opponent... for Ronda Rousey will be A, Charlotte, B, Sasha Banks, C, Stephanie McMahon, or D, Natalia.
Well, there's a couple things here in that, like, and again, I am just going to spell this out. Like,
this one does need to be spelled out because it's a good, it's actually a topic.
Like, when you look at A, I don't think you want to go intergender.
Charlotte's out.
So, yeah.
Yeah, Charlotte can't do it.
And Ronda Rousey coming from the UFC. I mean, like, let's just look at the whole controversy with her and Cyborg, right? Mm-hmm. What's the controversy?
Mm-hmm. Cyborg's practically a man.
No, Cyborg can't cut weight to get down to the weight that for Rousey to have the fight, right?
So you're saying she shouldn't take on Stefanie.
So Stephanie's out.
Stefanie's out, yeah.
Then you look at, who's the next choice?
It was Sasha Banks and Natalia.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, Natalia's the answer.
The argument can be made for all of them.
Oh, yeah.
What you should do, I think you should do, seriously, you should do Charlotte should be Stephanie's...
bitch?
Yeah, and if you get through her, you get 5 minutes with Steph. Or 2 minutes with Steph.
Oh, okay. I see. Yes.
You know, 5 minutes, but yeah, 5 minutes with Steph, if you can... Because you present it as this is the best athlete, most dominant woman, best athlete, best one who, the one who most looks like an MMA fighter, even though the actual best MMA fighter would be Natalia.
The problem is, she's the one that most closely resembles an MMA fighter. It's just that
Cyborg.
But the person she most closely is GSP.
Cyborg, but not the woman Cyborg, her husband. Stephanie's your biggest draw, but really, Stephanie's your biggest draw, but this whole thing should be to give one of your people that are going to be there permanently for the next several years, a rub, by being in the ring with Rousey. So Stephanie's your biggest draw. Natalya will give you the best match. Banks has the most talent long-term, and Charlotte has the most athleticism, a short-term name.
Yes.
So you can actually make an argument for any of them.
That's true.
I would...
It's going to be Stephanie.
I would go Charlotte,
but
it's going to be Stephanie. But you could go either, like, you know, you can go a lot of different ways. So,
Vince Russo is A fuck, B a dumb fuck, C a stupid fuck, or D a dumb stupid fuck.
I'm going to go with E, all of the above.
Well, the answer was A. He's a fuck. I wouldn't want to call him those other things. Like, why would I call him? Like, I don't want to pile on the guy. He's not your sister.
Yeah. Russo always takes the foil off the pie.
Yeah. But that's a...
So that was your game.
Yeah.
TNA is A, cockroach. B, a disappointment. C, the future. Or D, a wrestling company.
Now, when I look at what is Mo thinking, and really what is anybody thinking, that really throws out D.
That's true. That's true. That one I just kind of threw in there because I couldn't remember.
It really throws out
another
D.
Option.
And C, like, no. I'm going to go with A.
You got one right.
Yeah!
It's your first one right.
I don't remember what A was. I just
it was a cockroach. You know why? Because you just can't seem to kill them. They just don't die. They don't go away.
It's like
they're a cockroach.
It's like Matt Hardy.
Yeah, they just, well, I was thinking kind of like bed bugs, but Matt Hardy's the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
Dixie Carter is A money mark, B, over her head, C, Addie's choice, or D, a nice person.
Well, once again, you did it again with the, you know, it's not D.
Mm-hmm.
Really not C.
It's not Addie's choice? Well, you got it wrong then.
Huh? Addie's choice.
Addie's choice.
Well, I get to choose.
Yeah!
Oh, then it's always C.
Then what would you choose for her?
I'd probably go with a nice person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or?
For a cunt.
Didn't know if I should have seen that one coming.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I think that's it.
Oh, okay. That was a good game.
Yeah, I know.
Good game.
I liked it. Actually, I've seen this one. Seriously, most underrated wrestler.
Okay.
Luke Harper.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Luke Harper, go ahead.
Luke Harper.
Uh-huh.
Tyler Breeze.
Okay.
Roderick Strong.
Okay.
Rockstar Spud.
You know, I will say this in saying that when I was watching... was it Raw? There was some... No, I think it was, on Raw they were showing clips of SmackDown.
Yeah.
And with Harper going for the discus punch.
Yeah.
And Roman hitting the Superman punch.
Yeah.
There, and I'm watching it and I'm like, fuck, Harper's good.
Yes, he's good.
I'm like,
he's so good.
He's so good. Right?
People don't realize how good he is, and it's a damn shame.
Yeah.
He is the most underrated... Like, it would be easy to say Roderick Strong, but Luke, I don't think I think Roderick Strong's very, really well respected. I don't think Harper gets nearly the respect he should. All right, so let's move on to the last thing we're going to do tonight.
Well, there's two things.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I was going to ask about that. That was going to be one of the questions. You're right.
Yeah.
Because WWE Supercard.
Supercard.
Has launched Season 2.
Yes, and I was starting to wonder about this because on all, like, the Survivor cards that they had for Season 1... they all had, like, still had WWE 2K15, right? And the
That's
commercials
true,
for 2K16 were coming out. So I was looking at them going, I wonder if they changed it. And then I started thinking, I wonder if they're going to bring out 2K16 cards. Like, what are they going to do with this? And then all of a sudden, and literally I had no idea that there was an update.
And you obviously like it because you're playing Season 2 a lot. You've already upgraded a lot of cards. You're playing it a lot. I barely played it.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure it out, honestly.
There's really not a lot to figure out in terms of what I'm doing. Right now I'm doing I'm in the middle of a King of the Ring that I'm going to lose horribly on because I signed up for it right away.
Are these new King of the Rings you're saying that has more customization on them, or are they easier?
Well, it's there's more.
Because how it used to be was you just had like 10 people and you just picked 5. And you didn't know what the other guy was going to do. You couldn't do anything. Just sat an hour and waited for it to come around.
Yeah, I think it's about the same thing.
Okay.
Except for, I think it's a best of 5, not 3.
Okay.
And I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I haven't really looked into how many matches there are. Because there used to be like 45 matches or something. I don't know how many there are now. But that said, the exhibition is basically the same. There's an extra check. So, you know, there's a possibility for diva tags or whatever.
Okay.
It's an option. And then everything else is, so I'm just kind of starting to, right now I'm just compiling, I guess is the best way to put it, right?
Yeah.
Is just, you know, keep going. And right now, yeah, I got some, I changed over some of my old cards to the new cards. Not all of them, but some of them. Just to, let's go to the schedule here. Let me just see. There are, oh shit. Oh, someone's got a Bam Bam Bigelow card.
There's a lot of new cards. And
that's the other thing, right?
There's a lot of really cool new cards.
Yeah, there's still 45 games to it. If you go to manage...
Still an hour in between.
If you go to manage superstars...
There's a lot more energy card now.
Yeah, 25.
It used to be 10, now there's 10, 25 cards that re-energize your card, because if you leave them in your lineup too long, their energy goes down and their effectiveness goes down.
Yeah, so...
And your Lex Luger card's pretty cool.
Yeah, I know, it's like NWA Lex Luger, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, that was pretty good. But yeah, and I don't really care about this one right now, so I'm just going to leave it and lose. And yeah, see, now it looks like it's a best of 5.
It is, because we're losing 4-1 there.
Yeah, 4-1. So,
okay.
Because there's more superstars there too, right?
Well, basically what it's doing, though, is I had built up, without spending money, just by playing the shit out of this game. I find it very addictive. I really like superstar cards, and I played it all the time, and I built up a really strong deck. And now that deck is kind of, like, useless because the Season 1 cards, you can still play them, but there's all the focus of the game by the developers and the other people going forward will be in Season 2, where it's like a fresh restart. So it's great if you're somebody who wasn't playing but always wanted to play but thought, oh, no, everybody else has been playing too long, because it was like 7.5 million. Now you jump in at the same level as pretty much anybody else. It's a great time, like that's a fresh start,
yeah,
to try it. And just play Season 2 and you'll be in great shape. And you'll have a lot of fun. As a game, it looks like there's more to do with it and more fun. But on the other hand, it's just a shame that I feel like I don't get enough for what I did before. Like, it's just kind of gone.
And
the thing is, it would have been cool if I had known it was coming. But it was just all of a sudden, hey, you're fucked!
I literally looked down and my app changed.
Yeah.
And I looked, I'm like, what is this?
Yeah, exactly.
And I clicked it and it's like, Season. And honestly, I had no idea what was happening when it's like all of a sudden it starts giving you here's your new cards. And I'm like,
yeah,
what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
But the old stuff is still there. I don't know. Right now, you don't get enough.
If you just like to play the old game, like as the exhibition game, just like as a fun game, you can still keep doing that. So you don't have a lot of reason to bitch. But you're right, like you say, like, that's not where the focus will be, so the cool events and the cool cards and the special things won't be there. So if you play that, you kind of get left behind the new shit. So
yeah, and you don't get enough because, like, I mean, you
and I have both built up really strong decks, and we're not going to get a lot for it.
Yeah. So
and if we do, we have to trade in that deck, which means that deck won't be as strong if I ever want to use it again, though I guess I'd have no incentive for using it, so it's kind of...
Yeah, that's what I kind of told you, is that I think this will just morph into 2, and 1 will go away. It's just the transition right now.
A lot of people are pissed about it, the way that it's come about. I saw on Twitter and stuff, but probably not worth bitching about, because the truth is, it is a fun game that's free.
And I look at it like, you know, anything. Like, I used to play NHL hockey, right? I'd get really good at that.
Madden.
So, and
every
year you got to go buy the new PlayStation game.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and this is
well,
no different.
Cool. I mean, even if it's a Final Fantasy, you want to go get the next one because it's better and newer.
Yeah. So everything you did on the old one doesn't transfer. At least this one, for now, you can get a little bit of
transfer.
Right?
And it's free.
Yeah. Oh, that's the other thing too. But yes, so that's super card. It's
so a lot of people spend money on that other card, on getting those better cards that you and I didn't spend money on.
Right.
But there's people that spent shitloads of money to build up this great deck, much better than ours.
Yes, true.
And they're really kind of fucked.
Yeah. So,
oh well. The moral here is, if you've always thought about trying it and you haven't, now's the time.
And don't spend money.
Don't spend money, no.
So that's it. We got the official World Wrestling Federation WrestleMania 31 visitor survey.
That's right, because we were there.
We were there. Question number one.
You probably saw us on TV.
You probably did.
If you watched it, you saw us.
You did. You see this all the time. Question number one. Did you personally attend WrestleMania 31 in the San Jose, Santa Clara area on March 29, 2015? Well, yes, I did.
Yes, we're going to fill out this survey live on air.
Yes.
Yeah.
Next.
Yes, we did.
When did you purchase your WrestleMania 31 tickets? Less than 3 months before the event?
I'd say it was 7 to 12 months before the event.
Yes.
It was like a long time.
Which WrestleMania week events did you attend? Well, WrestleMania, you stupid fucks.
We were at Access.
Access, the Hall of Fame,
yeah.
NXT Live event, Monday Night Raw.
Oh, gee, that's all of them. Did you actually do all of them?
Holy yeah, we did. We did
plus,
all
we actually managed to fit in some other stuff.
Yes.
Like, I don't know how else. We
Russell
also...
Con.
Russell Con and...
That's it.
That's it. But still. Still.
And we also went back to Access again.
Yes, that's right. Multiple times at Access.
And then we went... No, that's it.
Yeah. Do you reside in the greater San Jose, Santa Clara region? That would be a big fuck no.
We don't? Well, what's the region?
Not that.
Calgary's not there. Okay. Next. Where do you currently reside? Outside the United States.
That's right. Next.
What is your country of residence?
Congo. Okay. Is it?
There it is.
Canada.
Huh.
I'm going to spell it with a C, is it?
When did you make your travel plans to attend WrestleMania 31? Well, about the same time.
Yeah, well, yeah.
No, no, actually. More than eight, no.
Nah, probably 7 or 12 months, because it was for your wedding. Well, actually, it would have been No,
it wasn't a year.
Yeah, it wasn't
it was
a year.
7 to 12.
Because, for your wedding year,
yeah.
The producer told me that she wanted me to go to WrestleMania.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
She really regrets that.
How many nights did you stay in the region as a result of
attending WrestleMania?
Well, you were there for, what, 4 days before me?
Yeah, I think so. So it was there... Let's see, I spent there Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night.
He's using
Friday
his fingers to count this because he can't fucking do it just
eight.
By himself. He needs he needs to break out the fingers to count up to eight.
I'll keep my pants
good
on.
Good thing you don't work in finance.
Get my pants on because I only got to eight.
Yeah, that's a half.
Three more days. You've been screwed. What type of accommodation did you stay? Hotel or motel?
Yes.
Did not stay overnight. That would be, oh, how many people stayed in your room? 2.5. I guess we'll say 3.
I'm glad you didn't say. I was worried you were going to say 3.5.
No, it's 2.5 because for 4 of those days there was 2 people, and 4 of those days there were 3.
Yeah, but I thought you were going to count me as 1.5 because you're
yeah. 6. What hotel chain did you stay in?
The Marriott!
In?
Woo! Woo!
And I wonder if you can pick more than one. Nope.
Nope. Okay. Well, then the Marriott.
Okay.
How did you book your hotel?
Official World Wrestling Federation travel package.
Well, that plus the other place that we did. Remember, because we had spare tickets, we never ended up selling it or giving away.
True.
Yeah.
Non-locals only.
Ooh.
To what extent did WrestleMania 31 influence your decision to visit the San Jose, Santa Clara region?
Oh, somewhere between 100% and 100%.
Yes.
Estimated at 96.326.
0.8. Oh, and a half.
Yeah. Well, you're asking to estimate.
It's true. Non-locals. Okay, how did you travel to the region?
Train.
Air. You took a hot air balloon.
Oh, train. No?
Hot air balloon.
Well, to the region, not to the event.
Yeah. Which airline flew us to the region?
Oh, fuck. I was on American Airlines. I don't know. United. No, United. You're right. It was United.
Yeah, it was United.
Yeah. We were kind of like The New Day. United.
Okay. Here we go. Here are a list of items. Rich, please intimate how much we spent in each category.
Oh, fuck.
Here we go.
That access, you can put in $1 million.
$14 million. okay. Non-locals, during your entire stay, admission tickets to World Wrestling Federation. Well, that is zero. No, I guess not. We could say total.
Look, oh. I only know what I spent in total Canadian. It was like $3,000.
I'm just looking at... admission tickets to WWE, I'm going to say we spent $200. I think that was the three okay. NXT tickets.
Okay. Because
then we got travel packages.
Right? Well, but there was also the tickets that we didn't sell, which was another $540 or something. So say $700.
Okay. Travel packages. How much was the fucking travel package? You remember?
Like $1,800, was it?
I think so. Yeah. So let's say $5,000.
Yeah.
Restaurants.
Oh, well, I don't eat much, so...
Yeah, it wasn't that much.
No, actually, we got those cards where we could... Yeah. We got visas
yeah,
with $50 worth of food.
Yeah, we didn't really use those. Remember we were trying to scramble to use those at the airport before we left?
Yeah, well, that's only because we're stupid. Not yeah, of,
I know. Well, let's see.
I would say, let's say $15 a meal, three meals a day, $45 a day, times three people, that would be $135 a day, 5 days... That would be, what, about 665?
2,000.
Okay, 2,000.
Yes, because for other 4 days.
You spent,
yeah,
you two alone, spent $1,400 in food?
I bet you at least one meal a day for those four meals, one meal a day for those 4 days, was over $100.
Oh.
Like in San Francisco, because we were in San Francisco for the 4 days, and that is not a cheap place to eat.
Mm.
So I bet you,
didn't we go there for ice cream? Didn't we have ice cream?
We did, actually. That was in Sausalito.
Oh, it was good.
It was fantastic. I got something called the Cookie Monster.
Oh, yeah. You told me about that. I want to go back.
Fantastic. Concessions!
Oh.
Food and beverages at the event, what do we want to say, $100?
Yeah, about $100, yeah.
Because I drank a lot of beer at the
parking,
whole thing.
Fuel and repairs, nothing, zero. Public transit, not a lot.
Right? No, taxis, let's just say we spent, $30?
Probably more than that.
Do we?
Taxis? Yeah, 50? We took several taxis. Let's say...
Oh, yeah, let's say... 80 bucks. Let's say 200. No, because, well, how much for the taxi?
Oh, yeah, you're right, just the taxi back to the airport.
Or the guy that told us that black people do crime.
That's right.
Cab driver.
As we pass Oakland,
yes.
As we pass Oakland, we said, "Do you get a lot of fares in Oakland?" You go, I don't like to go to Oakland. I said, why is that? He said, "Well, black people do crime."
No, he said, "The crime, they do crime." And we said, "Who?" And he goes, "The blacks." And I'm like, "Oh,
we're from Canada. We had no idea."
This Indian cab driver is racist. I didn't understand this.
So Hulk Hogan is East Indian.
Brothers. Well, brother, what are you going to do?
Official.
Thank you and come again for Ultramania.
Okay, so official WWE merchandise spent. That's where you can put in over $93,001 billion. Like, seriously. I spent probably myself $400 at access on shirts and shit.
Yes.
You spent significantly more than that.
Actually, I don't think I did. I think one trip was $500. The yeah. big one was $500.
Yeah.
And then...
It was a couple $100 later.
And then the other one was...
Well, that's about your brother that shirt.
Yeah, you did. You got the man that called
you. Yeah, so I probably went up to about
$500. So let's say $1,000.
Well, no. Between all of us?
Yeah.
I went probably $500. Well, I'll say 400 still.
Okay, then I went.
Let's say about 700 for you. Let's say 1,100.
So let's say 1,100.
Okay.
Yeah. Other retail clothing? No. Well, you know what? Actually, while I was down there, I'll say 250.
Wow.
Just for gifts and stuff.
And shit like that. Yeah, yeah. Other retail shopping and incidentals? Yeah. $100.
100? Okay. So let's say... Because I have to include all the San Francisco stuff too, right? And you know what? Let's say 500.
Okay. So, okay.
All right.
NXT.
Here is another list of items.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Well, again,
this survey is only half over.
I know.
It's the longest survey I've ever done.
How much should we spend on groceries, other food and beverages? Let's say what?
100. That's like 100.
150 maybe, yeah.
Well, there was alcohol we had to buy for the room.
Yeah.
Yeah, and pizza.
Other entertainment within the region. Again, we did a couple things before, yeah. Right? So I'll say 300.
Car rentals, 9. Zero. Yeah, that's the one thing we didn't do.
How many people are considering... What are you considering in this... Oh, I said 3.
3.
Yeah.
3. Here are some activities of our major partners. Did you do any of this shit? Mountain Dew Kickstart Main Ring Talent Q&A at WrestleMania Access. No.
What was that?
You
know what? Not well, let's just...
Did this improve the event for you?
Yeah, remember...
Enhanced somewhat.
Somewhat. Remember Brad Maddox and the Big Show were kind of funny when we were waiting in line there?
Yeah. Enhanced somewhat. We weren't like sitting there looking for them, but there was a couple matches we had a chance to pay attention to. And Terminator Genesis enhanced very much.
I think it was cool. Remember
the Triple H entrance?
Yeah.
Look, the Triple H entrance, I've seen it on TV. Like, I haven't watched WrestleMania back yet.
Right.
I plan to. In 6 weeks, I get my new place. You've got to give me a... mortgage.
6 weeks already?
I'm 6 weeks away now, finally.
Okay.
October 7th, I move
in. Wow.
Finally.
Okay.
After a year waiting, I almost forgot about that. So anyways, that entrance, like, I know it didn't come off good on TV, and it really didn't. I looked at it. It really was cheesy. But it was so cool live. I can't even explain to you the difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's very much it is.
Yeah.
Mattel, the memorabilia exhibit, it's very much.
Really? That was the one with, like, the...
Where I was asked not to touch the statue?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Sir,
I wouldn't say very
statue.
Much. I would put it in enhanced somewhat.
Did you?
Because I think they could have done more with it.
We took so many pictures, though.
Yeah, I know.
We had a great time.
The San Martino statue was cool, and
Like Party City.
No, what the hell? That was stupid. W2K zoning access. We tried it, and we were no good at it, so we'd go out. Did not enhance.
Yeah, if it wasn't there, though, we wouldn't miss it.
No, exactly.
No.
Exactly. We tried to. I did. No, I... Like, didn't you beat me? Like, weren't you, like,
remember,
Torito, and I was, like,
no.
Sid Vicious or something, and you beat the hell out of me or
no,
something?
No, the... what was the move?
I think I was... Biggie, wasn't I
Power Slam or something? Remember we figured out how to do a Power Slam?
That was like the only thing
we pinned us both?
Yes, we both used the Power Slam 47 times in a row to pin us both. We're like, I don't get this game.
Yeah.
Newfangled video games.
The most devastating move. I'm surprised you didn't have the Sharknado.
Well, maybe it'll still get there, because that enhanced it for me. Nope. We're not going to the next Los Angeles or next WrestleMania because... I do not have any money left the last one.
I'm not going because it's not in Spain.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? This is a maybe.
Is it?
Because I'm going to Costa Rica.
Oh, yeah?
The 2 weeks leading it, and we got to go through Houston on the way back, which is like on the Thursday. So,
okay. Just between you and me, if it's a maybe... I can make it.
Okay. So
that would be fucking cool.
Why are you not planning
to attend WrestleMania? Because the wife will kill me.
What'd you say? I wonder if you get, usually with the square, there's, you get multiple choices. Honestly, it's too expensive, but obligation's too busy. I think that's, do not
other
attend.
Reason. Other
do
reason.
Not attend every year. That's the other
that's
one.
That's a good
there,
one.
Right?
Other reason. You can put other reason in there. And hey, the one after that's in Minnesota, so that's just a short car ride.
What?
33 will be in Minnesota, they're saying.
Really?
Yeah. The new stadium.
Okay.
The Vikings accidentally leaked it.
So that's why...
But then WWE has denied it, but the Vikings accidentally leaked it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So that'll be... So now, okay, so this will be just... Okay, we can break the news. Mm-hmm. WrestleMania 33 will not draw well. On pay-per-view or on the network. You know why?
It's in too small a place.
It's in Minnesota. Yeah.
But can you imagine how over Brock Lesnar will be?
Well,
And you can think about the people you can put in the Hall of Fame from Minnesota.
Who?
Vern Gagne.
Oh, yeah, the one that's already in.
Kurt Hennig.
The one that's already in.
Mick Bockwinkel, I think.
Already, yeah.
Ric Flair.
Already in place.
Fuck.
Already in.
Rick Rude?
Already in. No, he's not. No,
Rude. Yeah!
Rude can go in. Mean Gene's already in. I don't know. You probably put, maybe that's when you put Doc Crusher in.
Right? Is
Mad Dog already in?
A Mad Dog is already in. You can put the Crusher in. The Road Warriors.
They're actually, already in.
But they're actually from Minnesota.
Yes. This is Rick Rude.
Oh.
Yeah. What about, what's that guy? Rocky Mountain Thunder.
Yeah. Shelton Benjamin.
Shelton Benjamin. He's hurt, you say. Well, he's out for the season, so. Yeah, who knows? Who knows who goes in then, you know, The Rock or something.
Yeah, but, well, I'm sure The Rock is from Minnesota.
He is, that's what I'm saying.
You just haven't figured out how yet, but I'm sure he is. Okay, next. What is this one?
Including WrestleMania 31, how many WrestleManias have you attended?
Yeah. You say two for you and one for me and the third person. So 1.3.
Yeah. Which show would you say the best WrestleMania host city?
Well, we weren't. I would say San Jose, Santa Clara.
It says,
that's my vote.
By this we mean what was the best host city, not the best show or outcome.
Yeah, well, how can we judge that? You know, that's not for us. Just go next. But, I mean, you would say San Jose because it's the only one we were at.
Sure.
Yeah.
If we considered, future host cities, how interested would be in attending? Phoenix would be very interested.
Phoenix would be good. We can go see Stephanie.
Yeah, the Tilted Kilt.
Tilted Kilt.
Where's Calgary?
Where the fuck is Calgary? Toronto. Toronto's okay. I wouldn't mind Toronto. Wasn't Calgary.
Okay. Detroit? No.
Where? No. Fuck no.
Washington?
Yeah. Denver would be alright.
Denver would be okay. Chicago would be okay.
Chicago would be alright. Orlando? Fuck no. Fuck no.
What? Why not?
Fuck no.
You don't want to go to Orlando?
Because the parking and driving in Orlando, I've heard from Brian Alvarez, is not very good.
Whatever.
Baltimore? Fuck no.
Seattle.
I do not want to go to Baltimore. Seattle's very high yes.
What?
No? What? Okay.
St. Louis? Small.
Oh, okay. St. Louis? No.
Jacksonville?
No. Fuck no.
Why not?
Oh, okay. In the middle.
It's in Florida.
Good point. New York City? Fuck yeah.
Actually, yeah.
San Antonio? Not really. Philadelphia? Oh, yeah. Philadelphia would be great. That crowd would be fantastic. San Diego? I feel like we already did that. So, no. But practically where we were.
We were in California. Fuck it.
San Jose, San Francisco, San Diego. They're all close to Oakland. I'm worried about getting robbed.
Yeah. Boston. Yeah, Miami.
Miami, fuck yeah.
Houston.
In the middle.
Okay.
Minneapolis. Yes, yes. No, no. We want to go. Minneapolis would be great.
What are you talking about?
It's not that far. It's cold. We're from Calgary. It's March. It's not that bad. Go in the middle, at least.
I want to fuck with them.
Oh, okay. Well, then leave it there. Atlanta? No. Same reason as Oakland.
LA, I'd go in the middle.
Yeah, Tampa. Yeah.
That was okay.
San Francisco.
Yeah, there you did it.
No, don't want to do that again. No, it was nice.
It was nice, but we did it.
Yeah.
Did you make your trip WrestleMania week an annual or family vacation?
No.
No, I guess not.
No.
What type of entertainment do you enjoy in a vacation destination? I say pro sports games.
Beaches. Beaches is good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, you wash up every now and again.
Sometimes there'll be a guy named Ahab trying to kill me.
it's pronounced Addy.
Okay. In a ship shooting.
All right. Can you think of anything else?
No. That sounds good.
You get a famous buildings or monuments.
Fucking, yeah, hit every one of them.
Except for museums.
We're never going to a museum. We're never going to a museum. I draw the line somewhere.
Okay. It is very important that we understand groups attending the event. What were the genders of the people in your group? For me, male. And I went with two females.
What was the ages of the people in the group?
Self.
Old.
How old was I then?
Well, you're old.
37.
Yeah.
How old is the producer? 35. And how old are you?
Old. Just look at me. Well, not quite that old.
52.
I think it was 40.
Yeah. Old. Old, old.
Yeah, I was probably 41.
What category best describes my occupation? Agriculture.
Where's what category is asshole? Government.
Let's see. Disability.
guys,
I'm a professional.
Professional.
Clearly.
Yeah.
I'm a professional.
He is. Scary thing, he actually is, guys.
Blood couple, no children, annual household income before taxes. Thank you very much. Here we go.
Okay.
Many changes and improvements are derived from suggestions. Is there anything else you would like to add regarding WrestleMania 31 or WWE in general? Is there anything we would like to add about WWE?
Just send a link to the website.
In general.
Oh, let's see. No, fuck Kane. I was going to say fire the 31 writers. But fuck Kane is good, dude.
Fuck Kane is good. Let's keep fuck Kane.
But what, for WrestleMania itself, not even like...
No! The WWE in general. We have just been handed on a silver platter the ability to give World Wrestling Federation a piece of our mind, much like our tout.
I don't remember the tout. What was it you said again?
You are cocksuckers.
that was good. I remember tout.
I forgot about
tout. Hey, WWE, tout this, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I think what you said, yeah. I think if people they want something, that would be, I want it to be a little less, give me a little less entertainment, a little more realism, sports focus for me. If I'm going to just say one thing, like, off the top of my head.
Yes, my suggestion is...
Fuck Kane.
The event staff were not prepared...
That's very
for
true.
...for the fans to get to their seats.
That was a major issue. It took us forever. We missed almost two matches.
We waited...
During the pre-show.
45 minutes... And missed the two pre-show matches and were extremely pissed.
Wow. Pissed. And you managed to still spell extremely well.
Right.
You fuckers.
You fuckers.
Yes, that's good. I'm extremely pissed at the time. Only real negative.
That's a really, really
that was the biggest. Negative. That was the biggest negative.
Yeah.
Also, their Coke is not made with filtered water, so it doesn't taste as good. He's actually writing that in. Okay, no, that's we're done. We're done. No, we're done.
Better, shows, yeah, better Coke from your dealers.
No.
Oh, is that
no.
What you meant?
No, I think the Coke was good from what I hear.
Oh.
The dealers.
RVD. That's it. We've completed
the
survey.
I noticed you didn't take that part out.
No. And it goes right to Seth Rollins leaves as champion.
Hmm. That was a great moment. It was so loud when he won.
I know.
Right, let's
and raucous.
Yeah. Let's end this thing.
Okay. Fuck Kane. Mm-hmm. I think is pretty clear to say.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that was the... So that's the survey where they're going to, like, derive, like, that because of our answers that, like, $37 billion was generated. WrestleMania. They're going to take our numbers and extrapolate them by the 127,000 that were at the stadium and say that, yeah, billions were...
Well, what they'll say is, they'll say, if you take away how much Addy spent in access, it only made $14.
I just feel that, I mean, I feel that with this, like, it's about time that WWE asked my opinion.
But when will they listen to it?
Well, I did write Fuck Kane. Well, hopefully before Sunday.
All right, let's get out of here. Let's go.
All right. So we're at We Talk Wrestling on Twitter, Facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling. WeTalkWrestling.com is the website. We are on Stitcher. We are on iTunes. We are on the TuneIn radio app. We're on ShowMe. We're on Netflix. We're on the WWE Network.
NBC, if you're on NBC.
Which we are on the WWE Network.
We actually are, yeah. WrestleMania. And Royal Rumble.
And Royal
Rumble. A couple years before.
Yeah, and Royal Rumble, that's true. I believe our SmackDown is available in the archives.
Where no, 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 it's not. That one, there's a SmackDown before 2000. They haven't put the SmackDowns up.
Yeah, they have.
Oh, okay.
Not those, though. I do think that one's not in there. Because I went looking for me. But I wasn't there.
And we're in Sharknado.
I wasn't available.
Sharknado 3. We're
Sharknado 3. We start Sharknado 3 on Sci-Fi.
Yeah.
Yeah. I typed in my name in the search in the WWE Network. I didn't come up. Atom Bomb, dude. That one.
You're also there at WrestleMania 3.
That's true. WrestleMania 3.
Backlash in 2000.
Backlash!
What was that, 2003?
The problem with the Backlash is that... you couldn't really see me behind all the empty liquor cups.
Got a little drunk, did you?
Maybe.
All right, let's get out of here.
I almost
we're done.
Right,
we're gonna go.
Okay,
end the show.
So that's gonna do it then.
We're OUT. For
yet another week. Well, I shouldn't say another week because we'll be back after the Summerfest.
What? Watching that?
Yeah. But in the meantime, and in between time, that's it. Another edition. We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
Hey, you off the air?
Oh yeah.
Hey, remember that time that we didn't watch the pay-per-view and just read the results and pretended we had watched it and reviewed it? Maybe we should just do that for SummerSlam.
It's too late. I've already seen Cena and Rollins.